This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
If you look at human history and then come to our history, as in the history of our nation, as in the Muslim nation, you will notice that at the early stages of Islam, at the dawn of Islam, there were two main world powers, empires or superpowers. So on the one side was the Roman Empire, and on the other side was the Persian Empire. And both of these empires had reached the zenith of power. So they boasted political stability, military capability, economical prosperity, and an influence that covered much of the globe. And there sandwiched somewhat in between these two was the Arab Peninsula. And the Arab Peninsula was a hot, barren, harsh environment in which a segment of Arab society lived. They were scattered across an endless desert. As a people, they seemed to have nothing going for them. So disunited, uneducated, purposeless lives. Against all these odds, so a harsh climate, barren land, limited to no resources, a people insignificant compared to the major civilizations. Like there was no huge army, trained, disciplined, organized, it didn't exist. So against all these odds and challenges, a civilization rose from the Arabs. And pretty soon it extended from Granada in Spain on one side to New Delhi on the other. So I read history, study history, and I try to look for cause and effect, reasons, like what happened. And you study civilizations, certain things are prerequisites. So for example, water. Water is a very important part of developing a nation, civilization, country, whatever you want to call it. Even the city of ours, Perth, you know, Captain Cook and the rest, Cam, they settled here because of the water, you know, by the Swan River, because the land is fertile, it is green, and all the rest of it. Important. Yet they had no water. Like inside the Arab Peninsula, one quarter is considered the vacant land, cause dry desert, uninhabitable. The Makkah, which is center of life, the Quran describes it, wadin ghayri dhi zara, a place unvegetated. So water didn't exist. Then you think, khalas, no water, maybe they had something else. And look as you may, you won't find any of the ingredients that will make a civilization. So, you know, massive armies didn't exist, disciplined population didn't exist, human capital didn't exist, gold didn't exist, food, nutrition, nourishment. The Prophet, who's the Prophet of God, you know, there's a hadith about him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he was in an orchard picking dates from the floor and ate. So food was rare. And yet, out of nowhere, the civilization, within a short few decades, it catches up to the other civilizations. And not only catches up to them, it overtakes them. And not only overtakes them, it flourishes and excels. So notice a few things, dear ones. Allah Rabbul Izzah intervened in their lives by a prophet. Allah Rabbul Izzah didn't intervene with gold. And he could have intervened with gold. Because you saw the Prophet Ayyub alayhi salam. You know, he was ill for many years. And then Allah cured him. And then he was bathing. And gold nuggets started to fall from the sky for him. And he collected it. So had Allah Rabbul Izzah wanted to, you know, equip them with gold, gold would have rained from the sky. وَمَا ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ بِعَزِيزٍ. Easy. But Allah didn't. For the children of Israel, Allah Rabbul Izzah opened water. وَإِذِ اسْتَسْقَى مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ فَقُلْ نَضْرِبْ بِعَصَاكَ الْحَجَرْ فَانْفَجَرَتْ مِنْهُ اثْنَتَا عَشْرَةَ عَيْنًا. Strike, O Musa, with your staff, hit the rocks gushed out water. What Allah could have done that, Allah Rabbul Izzah didn't. Allah Rabbul Izzah could have brought food from the heaven for them that, listen people, you need nourishment, here's food, go and do my bidding. Allah Rabbul Izzah didn't, and he did it for Banu Israel. Manna wa salwa was, you know, came down from the heavens for them. The only thing Allah Rabbul Izzah gave them, the intervention, was a prophet, a messenger. By definition, carrying a message. The message is the deen of Islam. So Allah Rabbul Izzah through the deen did the following. Allah Rabbul Izzah changed their hearts and changed their minds and changed their conduct. I want to say that again. Allah Rabbul Izzah changed their hearts, changed their minds and changed their conduct. And then the rest was organic. Like once you embody those changes that Allah sent, you can't help but become successful in this life and in the next.